Glad you're starting your new week with CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azus. We're going to start today at the top of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. That organization, the CIA, will be getting a new director because the previous one resigned. On Friday, Director David Petraeus turned in his resignation and admitted to cheating on his wife. This all started with an FBI investigation in the emails being sent by the woman who wrote Petraeus' biography. The investigation turned up other emails that revealed the CIA director's affair. Some congressional leaders, both Democrats and Republicans, have raised questions about why they weren't told about the investigation sooner, since it could have had an impact on national security. The name David Petraeus might be familiar to you. At different times, he was the commander of U.S. forces in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He became CIA director in September of last year after he officially left the military.
I'm Jonathan Mann with another political jargon buster. What is the fiscal cliff? It's shorthand for the potential economic disaster that's facing Washington. In real terms, it's the $7 trillion in spending cuts and tax increases scheduled to go into effect the beginning of January. The President and members of Congress set the deadline themselves last year after they failed to agree on how to reduce the U.S. debt. Now, time is almost up. Democrats and Republicans remain far apart on a deal that would reduce the deficit, reform the tax system, and U.S. entitlement programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Analysts warn if there's no agreement, it could cripple the U.S. economy and drive up unemployment. Will the political standoff turn into an economic disaster? U.S. politicians hope to avoid running off the fiscal cliff.
As they work to avoid running off that cliff, one of the other things that politicians will focus on is how much money Americans pay in taxes. For anyone making less than $250,000 a year, Republicans and Democrats want tax rates to stay the same, to stay where they are. But when it comes to those who make more than $250,000, President Obama says they should pay more in taxes. Republican leaders like House Speaker John Boehner say they don't want anyone's taxes to go up.
Education is a fundamental human right. It is a pathway to development, tolerance, and global citizenship. Join us in our campaign to put education first for Malala and girls and boys throughout the world.